Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And you guys, we are here to talk about season 6, episode 1, and we are super pumped about it.
Yeah, and sorry we're a little late. I was flying all day yesterday back from the UK. I was so pumped that I got to watch it over there. Shout out to Georgina. Thank you so much for sending me that app. That worked perfectly.
Oh yeah, what was it called? Do you remember the name of it? If anyone ever is over there and they need that, email us because we'll email you the link, because I was so happy to hear that it worked. That's awesome.
There's a ton of shows. They didn't have Watch What Happens Live, but they have all the shows, and it was available like the next day, and there was no commercials. That was the best part. It wasn't like Hulu shit. So that was awesome. And then Holly had also recorded it and sent me a link, and then I tried the unblocker thing that I looked up so that I could watch What Happens Live, and that worked, but they didn't post the Bravo app's weird. Sometimes they don't post their episodes right away. So anyways, but that app was absolutely perfect, and I will definitely use that going forward. So if anyone's traveling overseas and don't want to miss their show, particularly this one, hit us up. We've got the answers for you.
Yes.
Okay, the other announcement is as you guys know, we went to Ariana's Lip Kit event last week, and we have some to give away. So what we're going to do is, at the end of the podcast, give out a password. So the first people that...
Wait, I just want to say something about it really quick.
Yeah.
Because when we say lip kit, like, that confused me actually when we went to the event, because I thought it was going to be like a Kylie Jenner lip kit where it was going to be like the lipstick and the gloss or whatever. Mm-hmm. And but you guys, it's almost even better than that. It's a set of 3 lipsticks in these like super wearable colors. One is nude, one is like a mauve or something. What would you call that? And then like a wine colored one. Mm-hmm. So it's 3 lipsticks. They're super, super nice. And so we're gonna be giving away 5 of them.
Yeah. So email us at
VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. So VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com.
So or you can DM us on Twitter too. That works. Just private message us with the password, and the first folks that come in,
or Instagram too, because I know some people were feeling left out that. So okay. Like some people aren't on Twitter, I guess, and they're on Instagram, and we didn't include that last time. So
yeah, I was never on Twitter, so don't feel bad. I only joined this last year.
So you can hit us up on Instagram too. So we will give the password out at the end, and so just email us that, and the first 5 people who give us the correct password will get her little set.
Yeah, and I think we've got some other stuff too we'll probably do next week, and then we could even think about Lala's.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait to try that.
So we'll keep it coming because it's fun.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's get right into it. The intro. Okay, well, Lala's got her first credit.
Yes.
She's shown she looks hot. You know, I didn't think it was the most flattering of Brittany and Katie. And I hate saying that, but I just thought they could have got like a better shot or angle for some reason. It just didn't.
I'm feeling so unprepared for this, because I think I was so excited, and I've watched the episode 3 times. Nothing has stood out to me. So when you say that, I really want to look at Brittany and Katie now to see what you're talking about.
I can turn it on.
That's okay. I'll weigh on it next episode.
I mean, they still look good. Don't get me wrong. It's just... we've seen them, and they're smaller, than the shot or the angle in the intro, I think. But, it doesn't matter. They still look good. Kristen has a weird face, too. Like, I just think they probably could have chosen better shots.
Yeah.
She kind of just has, like, a serious, like, weird
I wonder
weird
if that's, like, super disappointing, like, when you see it for the first time. You're like, no, like, that's what they picked.
Like, there were so many other, but, yeah.
Because, I mean, ooh, that's got to be rough if you don't like how it looks.
Yeah, so unless it's, like, they all did a group shot, and, like, the other two people were closing their eyes, so they had to go with this one shot.
Yeah.
But you can see it right when you're shooting it. So yeah. I didn't really get it because I'm sure there were better shots. That's my point. No one looked bad. I'm just sure there was better shots that they could
I mean,
use.
You know, another thing that I'm so curious about is, like, are the producers their friends or are they like, like, let's put this shot in?
Yeah.
Because it seems like sometimes, like, they really hone in on some bad.
Well, like last year when they
things
kept zooming in every time Katie would take a bite of, like, bread or something.
Yes.
And then Stassi said that too. Like, one season she had gained more weight and they, like, every time the camera would pan to her, she was, like, dipping something in ranch.
Yeah, or it's like sometimes even in their confessionals, like they'll shoot like at their stomach instead of doing a flattering shot. It's like, I mean, in a way, like I appreciate that for like comedy reasons, but if I was the actor, I'd be like, ooh, like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
It's like you have to like really, you have to be friends with everyone, like be really careful.
You're right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm sure Brittany is. I mean, she looks fine. I just... whatever.
Yeah. Like Lisa always gets a good shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So
maybe that's who you have to be. Maybe Lisa chooses someone.
Maybe. Yeah.
And that's why Kristen is just kind of like, because Lisa probably chose it.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about though, how even before the opening, you know, the new updated opening, how they just straight hit us with like, though, like shot one, shot two, shot three of just like the full breakdown of this episode.
Right.
Like before we even started, we're at Sheena's party. We see the whole Britney situation and then the whole Jax thing. And the producer says, you know, Jax, tell me the truth. Did you cheat on Britney? And then he sighs. And that's that was insane. I did not know even what to do at that point.
Yeah.
It was, whoa. And I'm so happy that we have this podcast on this show. Like they really do bring it to us. Like it's good. It's really good. And I can tell that this is going to be such a fun season.
Yeah. I mean, I still think there's a little, some stuff that seems a little manufactured, like, you know, how everyone happened to know or find out at the same time. And like, so while Sandoval was confronting Jax, Jesse was telling Brittany, and then what's her name? Faith was telling James. Like, I don't know. It just seemed like, that. And then the whole Sheena Katie thing just seemed a little staged because
this is what I'm hoping. I felt like that too, but I'm trying to ignore it.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe this scene, this beginning, this episode had to be like that to set it up.
Yeah.
Because there's no way it can...
And give some background.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it is weird. Like, who actually does that? Who goes up to someone and says, I just want you to know you're not invited to my birthday, but your husband is. Like, nobody actually says that. They just don't invite the person. But I guess maybe she had to say it as a way to bring up the rage texts and the history that happened between seasons.
Yeah. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about, and I know we've already, if you guys haven't listened to our podcast in the past, you can go back because we did record episodes before this season started, where we kept up with social media stuff and trips that they took, things that happened. That gives you a little bit of history into what's going on. But I was wondering, I thought that we were going to see a more like clear divide between the Witches of WeHo and Lala, Sheena, and Ariana. And I guess because maybe Lala wasn't in yet, that's why we didn't see that. Mm-hmm. But I know she didn't invite Katie and stuff, but I'm really excited to see how bad it is between those groups.
Yeah, because when they started filming, you guys remember, it was right after Katie, Kristen, and Stassi were in Europe when Sheena, Ariana, and Lala did that digital...
They went live. They did a live, and it was popping.
Yeah, it got the girls so upset in Europe, they got up at 3 a.m. and started, like, tweeting and rage texting. And so there was, like, a huge war that happened, and then they started filming a couple weeks later. So,
yeah, so it had to be intense. So I can't wait to see that and to see... And I felt like if we would have got a little bit of that history in this episode, that's that maybe like if you hadn't been watching all that social media stuff, you would wonder like, whoa, where did Sheena get the nerve to disinvite Katie, or I guess just straight up not invite her to the party? Maybe it's because she has that new confidence of having her friends behind her. Yeah. And it's the line is drawn in the sand and she's like, you're not invited. Because yeah. It was like so confident. I wish I could talk to people like that, but I would totally do it in a more passive aggressive way and just straight up not say anything.
Yeah, because she used to get nervous about it. Like, remember when Lala came up and was like, hey guys, like at Sur last season, and Sheena was like all nervous and was like, I don't think I should talk to you, but she wasn't confident in that. She
yes.
was nervous because she was trying to do what Katie wanted, but she was also trying not to be mean, whereas now she just straight up doesn't care.
Yeah, and she caught a lot of crap for this on social media in this episode for kind of, you know, I don't know, it definitely came off being I wouldn't say rude, but it was like, ugh, Sheena, you know, like, dude, like, what are you doing? But yeah, I think that with the little bit of history, it was like, in a way, in this scene, I wasn't mad at her for doing that to Katie.
Yeah.
I felt like...
well, because we were already mad at Katie because we saw the shots of the screen, or the screenshots of the rage text. So we're always like, oh, okay, it's fine that she said that now. You know?
Yeah. I don't... Yeah.
It is weird. And you wouldn't say someone, like, you're not invited. Like, that's very weird and mean. But I guess given the context that they tried to set it up by showing us the rage text. And I think they had to do it because they had to film something. They can't just show text.
Right, right.
So that's where it's a little bit like, okay, you guys need to do this because we need to talk about this
right.
in a way to air it and film it. So you need to say something like this. So yeah. That's where it's a little, but I suppose that just has to happen anyways to get some structure.
But it was awkward. It was really an awkward yeah. conversation. It was
and
icy.
You could tell by Ariana's face, she was so uncomfortable.
Yeah. So the scene kind of opens up with Lisa telling us that, you know, Sur is just doing so great and it's flourishing. And she goes up to the bar and she has a little convo with Jax. And he mentions that he's been with Brittany for 2 years now. And Lisa says, have you been faithful? And he says, yes. And so that's a little, you know, preview into what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And
then on Twitter, she's like, I told Jax to have some faith, but I didn't mean literally or whatever.
She said that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Tweeted something. She's like, well, or when I said have faith, that's not what I meant.
Oh my God. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was really hoping for, excuse me, a Jax and Brittany take Kentucky update. And I was not happy with what Jack said in his confessional next. It like seriously took me right back to that horrible place of watching that show when he says that, you know, that Brittany is doing better, that, you know, she's going to the gym and she's finally getting off the couch and not keeping Postmates in business.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I just felt like that show ended literally how it ended, how what we as a viewer saw was he came back to Los Angeles and she stayed because she was so mad at his horrible behavior and his degrading comments, and they just picked it up like everything was fine. And mm-hmm. as an invested viewer, that was like a slap in the face.
Yeah,
I need more closure than that. I need to hear, oh, yeah, we took a break for, you know, 4 weeks. We did some counseling or this. Or I need to hear that something happened. Not, and I don't want to see some flashes of them at their apartment saying, we really need to have a date night. This will be fun going to this party tonight. Oh, Monroe, did you just poop on the floor? Like, yeah. What? Like, that's not enough.
Right. That's true.
So I felt like hopefully maybe they're going to address that. I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be lots of Brittany and Jax talk in the future of how their relationship is going to go. So maybe they're waiting for that. But ugh, I was disappointed in that little moment.
Yeah, no transition or explanation.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then we go to Sheena and Brittany talking, and we notice that like their little like restaurant duties are getting a little bit different. Like this time, like they're putting wine glasses into the dishwashing tray versus like folding silverware or napkins. And so they're in there, you know, doing what they need to do. And Sheena is just like going off to Brittany. And this is hard to watch too, because if, you know, from coming off of watching Jax and Brittany take Kentucky, we know that Brittany's not in the happiest place with Jax. We know that there's no way she can convince us that she's floating on a cloud with Jax. Mm-hmm. And Sheena is with Rob. She's like, I'm in such a happy place.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just, you know, amazing. And she gives us a little bit of history saying that she, now, did she date Rob from 2006 to 2010? Is that the...
On and off.
On and off. Okay.
I think they were more kind of like friends with benefits.
Okay.
I know they've been friends for over 10 years and their families have been close. And then I think they would hook up from time to time.
Ever since she has like really gone out, and I've seen a lot of people tweet this, like even her, I've seen her mother tweet this as well, saying, you know, he's part of the family. He's always around. I can't get it
at Thanksgiving.
I can't get it out of my head that like I see like a brotherly sisterly thing going on. Hmm. Like I, as far as like, I don't see the, I see that he cares for her deeply.
Right.
In like what I'm seeing, but I don't see like the passion that she is like mirroring to him.
Yeah. No, she definitely seems more into him than he is into her. Like, he seems like she's a very good friend, and like you said, he cares tremendously for her, and he just posted something super nice about her. But yeah, it's just, it's kind of like that movie. He's just not that into. Yeah,
but then again, like imagine you haven't been on a reality show like Sheena has for so many years. It must like be hard to like turn it up and get all romantic in front of like a camera crew.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just he's not like comfortable yet.
But and who knows? I mean, like they're still hanging out all the time. They go to the premieres together. And then on her stories, I saw he was over at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or the day after.
No, he seems like a very supportive partner. Mm-hmm. That's how I would describe what I'm seeing right now. Like I'm happy that she's getting that support that maybe she didn't get from Shay. I don't know. Like, it seems like she's just so happy to have someone that is like willing to be there.
Yeah.
And be in these moments with her.
So since we're talking, because I know they kind of show this later, but since we're talking about this.
Yes.
I was initially disappointed when she said that, you know, how he's bigger and better than Shay, and then kind of snickered. Obviously, we know what the implication means. Because I just thought, is that really necessary? And like, just let it go. Like, let's move on. Let's not get negative or go to that place with Shay. So I was kind of like, Sheena, did you really have to do that? But then I started thinking about it more. And I was like, well, you know, she always like would sweep things under the rug and never really address things. So I was thinking, well, you know what? She was really hurt in that marriage. And so she's kind of discounting it right now, maybe as her defense, because I don't know if he physically cheated, but he did have that, you know, threat of sex.
Right.
And whatnot. And right. Then just the other, you know, the disappearing and the drugs and everything like that. So she may just still be really hurt. And she's, you know, when sometimes, you know, you back someone into a corner, they'll come out fighting. So she may just still be hurt from that. And so she's still kind of lashing out with these passive aggressive comments.
I just thought that she would have learned her lesson with that, though, because when she said, when Shay actually confronted her about that during the reunion, he's like,
yeah,
you, why did you do that? You know, and she's like, I did what I had to do to hurt you. Like, yeah. She says she did that. So I don't know. I would think that if I was going to be filmed, I had a new dude, I would just think of how I was going to come across. And I mean, it was, if I am laughing at it, it's funny. If I'm not, it's not. It's like, it's funny, but it's not. And it's like, yeah. But I understand. I totally understand what you're saying. And I will give her the benefit of the doubt too, because I feel like Sheena deserves to be going through whatever she's going through. I think that she had to deal with a lot last season that we don't even know about. So I'm willing to see how she's going to play this out.
Yeah. So TBD, we'll see.
And while we're on this topic, One of the things that we have talked about in our past podcasts is we feel like Shay, and there's been whispering of this now with these like gossip websites, mm-hmm. that Shay is possibly making a comeback. We had that feeling before the season even started that we thought that he was going to possibly make an appearance again.
Yeah, we asked Jeremy when he was on our podcast, and he kind of skated around because he knew he shouldn't answer, because he's, but he kind of was like, well, you just have to watch.
I felt like that was a yes.
Yeah, but then he also said, I don't know why he would, it doesn't make sense. So I think maybe he'll make an appearance, but
yeah, which I mean is just awesome. So that could be why Sheena's making these comments, because she wants to fire us up about Shay and get us feeling like, bad, you know.
She's been posting pictures with his new girlfriend saying the true love of my life and things like that. So
yes,
maybe she's reacting to things like that.
Yes.
Which I guess let's all think about our own relationships or breakups. If your ex is posting the real love of my life, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna say the same thing, and guess what, I got a bigger platform, I'm on TV.
yeah,
if you really want to like go back and forth with it.
I still flash back to when she was like, he's like, who's your boyfriend, she's like, you follow him on Snapchat. Like, oh my god, like, and then like the look on his face was just like
horrified.
Oh. So I was actually really pleased and happy and excited for him that he has a girlfriend. Like,
yeah,
like let's throw him a bone.
Yeah.
And she looks pretty, and her, like, I feel, what was her name's like super exotic. Like, I feel like it was like something like, you know, it's like Sheena adjacent.
Yeah. It's, I think it's like a guy name,
like Ryan,
something like that.
Yeah, it's something cute. Like, it was like, you know, yeah. It's like, ooh, like, this is really gonna... Okay, so we'll move on, but...
Oh, there's a squirrel. He needs... I've been gone, you guys. I've been in the UK, and this squirrel's very hungry, so hold on a second.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna feed the squirrel. Okay. Okay, the squirrel is fed.
So then, was that the opening scene where Sandoval's making a strawberry, which, by the way, is Jeremy Maddox's favorite drink? But... he's with Jax. Oh, I think when Lisa was like, how's it going?
Oh, yes.
I just have a comment. Like, why does Jax still wear a shirt like that? That button down to his belly button, and it's like he's waxed and spray tanned. It looks so douchey.
Yeah, again, like his
swollen head.
I can't even look at anything other than his head. Like, all I see is like that little buzz cut.
Yeah.
And like his dome.
And he's still taking mad amounts of supplements, because we saw
that is shocking. I can't believe that you said that.
Yes, Stassi posted it. Her and Brittany and Rachel were in New York with Jax, and they were in Brittany and Jax's hotel room. And and they're only there for a couple of days. It's like, Jax, you can't just leave him at home. But there were just
like
rows
so you're
of
telling
pills.
Me like he brought like a full size. Like he didn't just take a scoop and put it in a baggie.
No, there were like several bottles lined up. And Stassi was like, I can't believe he's still doing this. You think he would have learned his lesson after his breast tumors and shit.
Oh my gosh. You know, it actually makes a little bit of sense now, and how he's looking a little steroidish.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he looks good, but it's like something is off a little bit. Like, it's not like he's gaining muscle, but like really quickly. And I don't know. And that kind of explains like the sweaty aggressiveness, too.
Yeah.
And how he is on Twitter. And
yeah, the 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. And
yeah.
Like moody. And then, yeah, sweaty. He just always so that's seems like he's greasy.
That explains it. Okay. So the next scene made me so happy, because one of our biggest mysteries has been, where the hell is this Tom Tom restaurant?
8932.
Yes, I wrote that down, and we were right. We broke this also, what, like 4 months ago or something, mm-hmm. that it truly is at Chi Chi La Rue.
Right.
So that made me super excited. So what do you think about Lisa asking each of the guys, each of the Toms, to invest $100,000? Do you think that that is a lot of money for them? Is that fair?
It definitely seems like it's a lot of money to them, and that they're like, Sandoval said he kind of had to scramble to come up with it, like through loans and his grandpa's inheritance. Like, that just shows you then they don't have $100,000 in the bank.
Right.
So they're not making that much on this show.
Yeah.
Because he has a rent control apartment. He should have that in the bank, I would think. You know, yeah. Like Jax is spending it on buying tons of cars. Stassi's buying handbags and shoes. So I don't think they're making that much per episode.
I think they just rip through their money. I really do. I think that it just goes quicker.
So I don't think, yeah.
What do you think they're making like $100,000 a year?
Yeah.
And so they're having to use like a solid 50 of it to live.
Yeah. I mean, and then each. So, you know, some of them. Yeah, I think probably 1 to 2 a year, but probably closer to the 1.
Yeah.
So.
And then their endorsement deals and stuff like that probably help, like supplement some. Yeah.
And things like that. Diff eyewear, of course. Obviously, everyone's killing that game.
I guess I kind of liked the element of them having to each put up $100,000 because it ups the it makes it so it's not. I mean, that's not a lot of money compared to what Lisa is going to put in,
right?
Like, but it makes them be serious, clear. You know.
Yeah, like, and that's exactly what Schwartz has done to her in the past. She needs to do something like this because otherwise what's going to prevent him from having another panic attack and just like, oh, I can't handle this. It's too much. Like now he's got $100,000 into it. So he has to get over his shit.
Yeah.
And then probably to be fair to Sandoval, she had to do, you know, it's $100 each. And that and also because remember when Sandoval and Schwartz were going to rep the sangria? Like they kind of dropped the ball on that too.
Yeah. So
it's to keep them focused and committed. And
I've never invested any kind of money in anything, so I don't really know how it works. So if I were to invest $100,000, I could probably come up with that too if I did what Sandoval was talking about. But when would you see a return on that normally in a project like this? Do you think it's like after a year then you'll get the profit? Because I mean, they have a lot of expenses, so how does it work?
I don't get it either with like restaurants and clubs, because you know clubs are constantly changing hands. Restaurants, so many of them go out of business, and I don't see the profit being so big that it could make Tom and Tom rich as well as Lisa and Ken rich. Like you don't, I mean, and their prices aren't expensive, so it's
right.
Like they don't have huge markups, so. Even if they're only getting 10%, like how much is that? You know,
that's what I was wondering. You know, it's
$10,000 a year.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine it being a huge profit machine.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be a 5-star restaurant. It's going to be a pub, a bistro type.
Right.
You know, it's going to probably be similar to Sir in prices, but probably cheaper.
Yeah.
It's going to be more of a comfortable
I would
pub.
Think so too. Yeah. So I was kind of wondering about that. Like, you know, I mean, I would say, if you look at it that way, I feel like that makes T. Sandy's concerns a little more valid, because if you're going to possibly be sinking $100,000, which is a fortune to these people, because in relation to Lisa, that'd be like $1 million.
Yeah.
That is a concern that you possibly would not see that for a few years, or the amount of work you're going to have to put in to make it work. Like that sounds, it sounds stressful and scary.
So he wants to, if he's going to do this, make it worth his while and make it the type of place he really wants it to be.
Right.
So
comfortable and
nostalgia and
familial
rarity.
Yeah.
It's like he's Ruh-roh, George.
Yeah.
The Jetsons dog, Astro.
I feel I feel like if they did go with everything that T. Sandy wants, that like we would walk into the place and be confused. Like I think that they need to,
it'd be like Katie's outfit.
Yeah, like I feel like they need to trust Lisa on this. Katie, because
thank God Katie is not involved in the interior of this restaurant.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean,
I think their fear too is Lisa will Lisa-fy it and like fluffify it, because everything she does is beautiful, but it's so fluffy, girly.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I'm excited to see. I think she knows that she can't do that this time.
Okay.
And I'm excited to see her try to do something more masculine.
Yeah.
I think that's what she meant by what was the term? Industrial.
Yeah.
Romantic. No, it wasn't romantic. It was, I forget the word that she used.
Something. But at the same time, I don't want it to just be like cool grays and like modern. Cause
right.
But they're not like, it can't be like bookshelves and like the Gentleman Scholar's brandy bar. Like, that's not them either.
Right. That's but I mean, there's a couple of like bars like in downtown LA that totally seem like they would fit like their personalities. You know, like there is a way to do it where it would be really freaking cool and different than Sir and Pump.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see.
The other thing I agree with Sandoval on, I think it's a terrible idea to have the kitchen upstairs and the wait staff going up a spiral staircase up and down with plates. First of all, a spiral staircase, it can only be one person at a time. So that's going to get backlogged with servers. Also, up and down, like that's a lot of work. And when you're carrying plates and things like that, I don't know. That just does not seem
I mean, smart. Like if Christina Kelly worked there and had to go up and down those stairs, she would waste away. Like that would just be way too much for her.
Yeah. And then also that's more of a delay with the food because you're going to go slower. So it's going to get colder. I don't know. I think this is just a terrible idea.
Yeah. It seemed, I mean, from the way like Lisa snapped at T. Sandy about it, I felt like it was like the only option they had with having the bar and then the.
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like it's going to be like a small kitchen with small plates. So does that change your mind a little bit? Like if it was just like little things they were carrying or just the whole thing like, seems like a pain?
Like small plates, tapas or.
Yeah. It still seems like a pain. It seems bad.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. Is it going to be a bar or a restaurant like Sir with a bar? Or is it going to be, just more I feel pub like, focused with like.
Yes. I feel like.
Pub food.
That's what I'm imagining. But I don't know.
Yeah, instead of a sit down where they're, you know, with a sit down, you have to serve everyone at the same time. So that's like 3, 4, 5 plates, 6 plates, right? So then you're going to have to like, I don't know. So if it's just pub food, that's just one plate. Oh, here's your nachos, here's your potato skins, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, it could make more sense. Yeah. I still think it'd be a pain in the ass for the servers.
Oh my God, me too. I could not. Okay, so what did you think of Jax and Brittany's new apartment?
Well, we've been there.
And?
I was not impressed by the outside, but I...
Are you impressed that he has a man cave?
You mean an extra bedroom where he can hang his bike on the wall? Does that constitute a man cave?
I feel like that is kind of the theme this season for the cast. Like, no one got a house, which is disappointing. Like, I was hoping someone would get a house, but this year it's the theme is they all have an extra bedroom that they have like pimped out. Stassi has her shoe room. Sheena has her clothes room. Jax has his man cave. Like they've all upgraded to where they can have an extra room to F around in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive, right?
I just laugh because they constantly talk about how nice it is. And it's like, you even saw him walking down the hallway to Schwartz's. It's like,
it was so like a motel-ish.
Motel, bad motel from, I'm like, and we've seen the outside. It's not.
I mean, even the doors that like he was like walking through were like straight out of like 1989.
Exactly.
Like not up to code.
Yeah. So
like, I don't think that building is like earthquake proof. It just didn't like everything looked so old.
But they're all like Katie went off on it, like how nice it was. And she was so excited to move into that building.
Well, they do have they have one thing, Jax and Katie and Tom and everybody have one thing up on Stassi in that respect. They have AC. Yeah. So I am down with
and
that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Because in the next scene, we see Stassi inviting Katie over to set up her air conditioning unit, her little portable robot AC unit.
Yeah. And she's going to make her healthy margaritas because we're going to use real fruit.
Yeah. With, you know, so we're still day drinking also.
Yeah. That has a lot of calories. Well, maybe I guess if you're using fresh. Yeah, I don't get it. Well, I mean, she said she eats one meal a day. So, and I think of that meal, she probably just has like a couple bites.
Yeah.
And then it's just Adderall diet.
Yeah. Well, it's working for her.
I don't know how you can drink. Yeah, I don't know how you can drink like that. Wine and shot. I mean, all the drinks that they do have. And then be so thin. Yeah, it doesn't work for me. So good for you that it does. And hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully it'll work out.
While Katie is helping put together Stassi's AC unit, they drop the bomb on us that her and Patrick are exploring a relationship-ish sort of thing. And And I thought this was so strange how she brought up to Kate. Like, I would have actually been pissed, like, when the camera stopped rolling. I would have been like, Stassi, what the fuck? Because she said, remember, like, after you and Tom got married, like, you, like, were so much happier and so much more secure in your relationship. Like, I would have been like, dude, like, that's, like, insinuating that I wasn't happy to begin with. And I know that we saw on the show that they weren't, or that they were definitely kind of, like, in a rocky sitch. But I don't know. I thought that was kind of, like, throwing Katie and Tom under the bus when it wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. To kind of like make herself feel a little bit better. So then she basically says that she feels the same way, and that her and Patrick are super happy, and that being apart from him for 7 months has just done wonders for her sex life. And
gross.
Yeah.
TMI.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that it might be time for her to try something new, like taking it up the ass.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty bored during this whole scene, but what I wasn't bored with was trying to figure out Katie's outfit. Okay, it's the middle of the day.
I missed this, too. Now I've got to watch the episode again. Tell me.
It's so bizarre. It's the middle of the day, and it's like this tight spandex nightclub dress with a slit all the way like up almost to her hip or upper thigh.
Was it a long dress?
Yeah.
Like a gown? But yeah. But fitted?
Yeah, just like a tight lycra.
Okay.
Spandex. Like, and it was like eggplant color. And then like she had this acid watch jean jacket with it. Like, she's just always so bizarre. Like her.
With like tennis shoes or what? Like a little like street look?
I don't remember the shoes, but probably she's always in like flats and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
It was like an evening dress just with the slit. And it wasn't flattering. It was one like, imagine lycra, and then it was a slit, and it was like, not just a slit, but because it's tight and it was pulling, so it was kind of like a U shape.
I feel like when they shoot in their apartments, it's like super unflattering. Mm-hmm. In Stassi's apartment, it's bright as hell.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh. Like, I don't know what I would wear if I was going to go over there to shoot a scene. Probably all black. But
yeah, but I mean, if you're just going over to your friends a couple blocks away, like, it just, I'm like, oh, are you dressing for the scene? Like, you're dressing up? I don't know. It seemed weird.
Yeah. And was it like a spaghetti string situation with like a little top under it, like she likes to wear, little 90s
when she wears a t-shirt underneath her spaghetti strap sundress.
I mean, she really owned that look last season. You know, that was like her signature thing.
I know she's just trying to be like eclectic and eccentric and funky, but it's like, it just doesn't work. It's like, this, if I put these different things together, it'll be super cool or punk or modded. It's like, no, it just looks like you went to Goodwill and that's what you found and could afford, and you have one outfit.
I know. I like, why wouldn't you on the DL hire a stylist? Like, I mean, like, everyone kind of has their little secret things that they do. Like, Stassi, obviously, her secret thing that isn't so secret is tanning. You know, she does that, and then her hair extensions. Like, those are things, like, she takes care of before she films. It would just, like, it would be, like, really cool to be like, hey, guys, like, we have to report Katie has a new look, and we're loving it. I'm dying to say that. I'm actually more drawn to Katie this season than I've ever been before. Hmm. Because I'm just, like, I'm ready for her to redeem herself after last season. Like, I feel like she deserves like a little something.
I don't think she's going to get it.
I don't either.
I think it's like, she didn't used to have a personality, and now we realize she does. She's just bitchy.
I'm hoping that the come up will be Kristen. I mean, that's like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm rooting for her.
She needs something more interesting happening, because it's just, I mean, I appreciate it at the end when she went off on Jax, because it's like, that's what we want. That's what we expect. That's what makes it fun. Go off on Jax. We needed more of that and less of how happy her and Brian are.
Yeah. And I think this season from Katie, we're going to get her giving Tom just a shit ton of grief over the hours he's going to be working, the money that he's put up. I'm thinking that's going to be the problem. And then maybe,
when gonna start a baby,
and then maybe the interaction between him and Tom getting into it, and then how she's gonna get along with Ariana, because they're, it's all kind of like coupled together.
And what those I was Yeah.
So I think we have that to look forward to.
What I was shocked at, because Katie goes off over the tiniest little thing, right? Makes a huge deal sometimes with shorts. But then she didn't seem bothered or affected at all when he said he was going to Sheena's party. Like, and I think pretty much everyone on social media agreed, like, that was fucked up. Like, you, someone specifically tells your wife you're not invited. Oh, but you are. And then not only is that fucked up, but you go. It's your
I
wife.
Mean, I would at least expect like a couple, like when, if Chad does something to me like that, like I'll let it slide. You know, like I won't always create a big deal, but I'm definitely going to say, I'm going to make little comments that make it miserable until he walks out the door. You know what I mean? Like I'll be like, oh, you're going to wear that shirt? Like, I'm sure everyone will enjoy that at the party. Like, how can you not like,
so let's say it's
say something.
Christmas and his parents say, we want you to come, but Holly is not invited or welcomed over here. What would you do?
I would go ballistic. Right. I would, yeah, I'd be like, you're not going.
Yeah, and he still went. But,
and then if he was like, oh, and can you also get them like Christmas gifts that I can give? Like, that would not happen easily. Like, I would never send him with nothing to take, but I would be like, what the hell? Yeah. You know, like, I don't want to buy them something.
Yeah.
And so he, I don't know there, he brought a gift. He brought a gift to the party. And I wonder if she was high or something, because like she was not even on the same. She did not care. Yeah,
right. She didn't react at all. And like I saw way more reaction on social media with people going, what the hell? That's so fucked up.
I mean, I wonder how like how would you feel if you were Sheena and you saw that? Because it's almost like, I mean, she straight up did not care. Like I would almost be like, what the hell? Like, aren't you like a little bit like bummed that like your dude is going and you're not? Or aren't you sad to be missing my party? And like, so I mean, like, let's like get honest here for 1 second. Like, is it possible that she wasn't getting mad because he has to film? Like, I don't really think he had a real choice.
And yeah,
I mean, I'm sure he could put his foot down and say no.
Or she did it when they weren't filming, and maybe she was trying to correct her image from last season by not reacting and by showing how mature she is. She's like, it's fine, whatever. Like, maybe she made a conscious choice because they were filming,
maybe
not to react.
Maybe it was smart if she did, because it definitely threw everyone off.
But I guarantee you a few drinks, that shit is going to come up at some point. Like, it's bubbling. It's there.
Well, and then, like, I know we're jumping ahead right now, but not by too much. He's like, okay, bye. I'm going to go, you know, I'll try not to get, like, too blackout drunk or, you know, or stumble home. And it's like, he's going to go enjoy himself is what he just said.
He's not just like, hey, I'm just going to make an appearance and then I'll meet you at home. How's that sound?
Like, and what wife is going to look into their husband's eyes and, like, before they're leaving and say, you know what? Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Like, really, like,
there's gonna be a ton of hot single girls dressed up looking beautiful.
Yeah.
Get blackout drunk with them. Go
like,
for it.
Go cheers Sheena for her birthday. She deserves it. Go enjoy your, like,
oh,
no,
and
there's no way
that he made out with one of Sheena's friends that he admitted. Remember when Katie confronted him about cheating in Vegas and then cheating with one of Sheena's friends? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's not bullshit. I did do that. Like, so knowing that, like, he cheated on you with a girl that's probably going to be there, like, yeah, I don't know what her deal is. She's either trying to, like, keep her anger management in control, or it's going to bubble up and we're going to see an explosion at some point.
Yes.
I mean, and honestly, I don't blame her, because I think he should have stood by her.
Okay, really quick, let's talk about Ariana's new hair.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
It looks really good. Tom lets us know that, or she lets us know that Tom has masturbated to it, and she says good luck to her vagina. And
I guess that image for me was right up there with Stassi's anal comment. I don't really want to visualize that right now, so let's move on.
Ugh, yeah. Okay, the other thing is,
well, the rage text we didn't read how.
Okay, but about, like, the credenza really quick, the new credenza that they got together in their rent control apartment. Did you notice his little panties that he was wearing? when he was lifting and squatting around that credenza.
No.
He was wearing little boy shorts.
Okay.
And listeners, tell me if, I mean, I think that's what, either, I think they were his little underwear. Otherwise, he was wearing like booty shorts. So I'm assuming they were little boxer things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was like squatting around, like, you know, trying to like deal with this thing. And it was very funny. So I was just wondering
okay,
if anyone
well, I'll
else
have
noticed
to go back
that.
And watch that scene.
Yes. I mean, just look at like you can like just look at his like thighs and stuff. Like it's pretty it's pretty good. So I give it up for the cameraman on those shots.
Okay. So, I mean, we already talked about the Katie Sheena thing. We just didn't talk about what they showed on the screen with the text and how it said, yes, or so yes, we bullied you for the last year and you so pathetically wanted to be accepted by us. You forced yourself not to like La La. So I was so over this. You just want to be in our group. You want to be our friend. It's like they do not understand when someone doesn't care or doesn't want to be their friend. And I think in the past, Sheena has wanted to. I think she's over it now. I think she's, you know, where Ariana's at. But that's such a high school girl mentality. It's like, you just want to be in our group. But at the same time, I guess if Sheena said she didn't have any friends, that's also high school-ish too.
Okay. We have to address this in the actual, like, I feel like we have to just say what's going on. So Katie did a podcast and she kind of addressed why she said what she said. And so she explained that Sheena went on a podcast and made those comments about her not having any friends. And she kind of explained herself saying that that text was taken out of context, that there was other texts around it that made more sense, and that Sheena wasn't taking ownership for what she said. And that's when she flipped out. But it wasn't a rage text. She made it clear that that was not a rage text, even though I would never send a text like that to you.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that was, it was a mean text.
And especially when, you know, people can save it and air it and either screenshot it and put it up on social media, or it could be filmed like it was.
But here's my problem. This is my problem with kind of like how this is going down. When you do a podcast, you know, it's the best ones are when you're able to speak freely. And we know better than anyone that you can get yourself into a little pickle and not and have it be like misconstrued what you are saying. And you may need to follow it up with explaining a little bit, because either you're talking about one angle or you can't talk about everything. That like sometimes it just comes off where either you're showing support for someone and you hate the other person, which isn't true, or whatever. Like things get taken out of context. So if Katie was mad about how Sheena handled herself on a podcast, the podcast that Katie did this week, I feel like Sheena has way more of a right to be mad at.
Yeah.
Because
they were very mean.
Kristen was on it too. And Kristen, Katie, and the host of the podcast just laid into every single flaw that Sheena possibly has. And although I appreciated how honest they were being, and I love when they will talk about the show so we can kind of get some, it gave great insight to how they feel about her and the things that they don't like and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, if we're arguing the fact that Sheena said something bad on a podcast, Katie absolutely needs to text Sheena and apologize for the things she just said on this podcast.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
And Kristen. Yeah, absolutely. And they really went to town.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed everything they said. And I don't remember the one that Sheena's talking about. I'll have to go back and listen to that one.
She doesn't do many podcasts, if any. Like, she'll do the little, like, e-daily news, little interviews, like, online interviews, things like that. She's rarely on a podcast. Like, she did Heather McDonald, like, what, 2 years ago or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, So I don't know. I found that like a little interesting, where it was like, well, you guys just did it like three times worse than she did. So I don't know. Okay.
The other thing I forgot about the dress, because I just saw my notes here. So the eggplant dress with the acid washed jean jacket, and she was also wearing fishnets. This is the middle of the day.
Okay.
So you'll have to.
I can picture the look. I can picture it. Again, when it's on paper, I think that I would like this look, but there's something that just doesn't translate in the final product.
The execution.
Thank you. Okay. So next up, we have everybody kind of getting ready in their own areas for this masquerade party. And the other comment that I have to make, where I'm not seeing a big change in the behavior of our cast members, is these guys love a vest. They love wearing vests. Tom Schwartz is getting ready. He puts on a vest.
Sandoval puts a vest over his satin pirate shirt.
Oh my God. Yes. And and Jax loves his freaking blazers, you know, his little pattern textured blazers, you know, just I can't.
Yeah. Oh, he always, the jacquard, like he always wears that blue one. Now it's got a red one.
Yeah. So, Stassi goes over to Katie and Tom's apartment. Am I jumping ahead too much?
No, I mean, we can just talk about it in different sections. It doesn't have to be in order because there's like the James Logan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Stassi and talking about.
I wrote my notes on like one long sheet of paper.
What kind of paper is that?
It's like drawing paper. And it's like all I could find at the moment, but like I didn't like paper. Do it in order. So it's like all, like I'm all over the place.
It's like 3 feet long.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Okay. Let's talk about James and Logan, because this 100% was, I mean, when I heard that Logan was going to be on the show and when we met him, I did not know that he was going to be like the icon of the season. I am so happy now that I have a picture with him.
Did you post that?
I posted it. Yeah, I may repost it. That's how good it is.
Yeah, he was very nice.
By the way, did you notice that I tweeted about Aaron being like player of the week, and he tweeted back and said, because I said, I wish there was a game in California so we could all come watch you. And he goes, I wish there was too. That'd be so cool. So I was like, ah,
cool.
I really wish there was.
So for those of you who don't know, Aaron is Brittany's ex that we had on our podcast back in September. So go listen to that if you missed it.
And a quick note about Patreon. Thank you again, everyone who has become a member of our Patreon. If you guys email us ideas of extra stuff that you would like to hear on Patreon, because we'd love to continue doing that, but we want to make it worth your while, and we never would charge you for something that we did not think was worth it. So if you guys have any ideas, we would be happy to hear those. VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. Okay, so
James and Logan, they're waiting for Raquel, they're decorating.
Can we talk about how he's in the same place? He's in the same apartment.
The one that he shared with that guy?
Yes.
But the guy's just not there anymore?
I don't know.
Is Raquel going to have to sleep behind a curtain?
I don't know. So, yeah. So, they, like, it's the same. I was like, holy crap. It's the same apartment. He made, like, a welcome home sign by using, like, a number 2 pencil and, like writing out, like, welcome home. And got some like Dollar Tree balloons, blew them up with his mouth, and like threw them on the ground. There's like no helium going on. Just like it's like such a little boy party, you know? Like it's I mean, I'm sure Raquel appreciates it, and I would too. Like he did make an effort, and for a guy, like that says a lot. But it was funny. So
the implied flirtations with James and Logan, like, I think they're just being cheeky with each other and they're secure. And like James said, oh, we're each other's wingmen. But I mean, there were a few like extended looks and like hidden jokes where they're trying to make this
baking cookies together.
That's a good point.
They were baking fingering like the sugar cookie dough.
And then he's like, I want a cookie. Oh, you do? You want this cookie? Like, yeah.
And like James was real innocent about it. Like he's like, hey, like, yeah, like I met him. You know, he's been kicked out of Sir and Pump a couple times.
Yeah, I want to hear those stories.
Me too. And you know, they met each other while he was DJing, and it's just helped keep him busy while Raquel is in school. They go hiking together. They work out together. He drives him around.
So he must, I wonder if, no, I guess he does drink if he got drunk and kicked out. He seems to drive everyone around. Like, he drove Lala.
I thought he was an assistant.
Yeah, you thought he was Lala's personal assistant.
And the way he carries himself, even when we were in that store,
yeah,
he comes off as an assistant. And even, when, oh my gosh, that is adorable. You should take a picture of that.
Oh, I have so many pictures. So just so you guys know, this squirrel is at the window, perched up, like he's tapped on it before. Like, hello.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so Logan and James, like, it was just like watching them was just like electric. I could not take my eyes off of the screen. Like, I did not want to miss one glance. I didn't want to miss anything. And I don't know what the future holds for this relationship, but I am so stinking excited. And then Raquel comes through the door. He picks her up to just showcase her like little waist and, you know, twirls her around. And then he straight up dismisses Logan and is like, you can go now, Logan. And poor Logan has to like walk himself out.
Yeah. Like, and he looked all sad and bummed about it. Yeah.
So
did Raquel even say hi to him? I think she just jumped to James' arms and was like, okay, bye.
Yeah, it was just like, and that made it that much more awkward. Like, it was just like, it's like, wait, what is, oh, okay. And can we talk about how he said he had to get a new rug because there was a wine stain,
a semen stain,
and a cum stain.
Gross.
Okay, I have a theory about that because James kind of is like, no, it that's not what it is. It could be an ice cream stain because remember when James was trying not to drink, he had a love of ice cream.
That's
and
right.
That could be a similar looking stain that maybe Logan got confused by. Unless Logan made the stain. I don't like, that's kind of what I felt like what was being pushed on us.
For sure.
Where it's like, oops, I got it on the car. So. Okay.
So we'll see that. I think Logan's the one, I think he kind of does do like assistant work for Lala. I think he was probably the one that was filming her. Did you guys see her story where it was like a video montage. It was like that opening scene in Notting Hill, of that video montage of Julia Roberts. She made a video of her at the premiere party, like kissing everyone. Like, someone was just following her around with a camera. Like, yeah, like she was...
I mean, I love it.
Yeah, it was really cool looking. I'm like, I want someone to put that together for me.
Like, we really want to like hire like Edmund to like come and do something for us, like some sort of, you know, even if it's recording us doing this podcast, like we are.
Yeah,
we want to do something. OK, so next up, what do we have going on?
So, well, I mean, Stassi comes over to Katie and Schwartz's as they're talking about the party. And then they make a joke about Sheena's bad side and how she refuses to take a picture. Unless it's her good side. I don't know.
Okay, that was freaking amazing. So it was Tom who said we should put a hex on Sheena.
Yeah.
And I felt like, was he trying to stay on brand with the Witches of WeHo?
I know, like, he's countering that he is ditching his wife to go to this, but he's making jokes at her expense to appease
and
the Witches
you
of WeHo.
Did you hear Stassi's laugh after he said that? It was the closest to a cackle that I've ever...
like, it's like blood curdling.
Like, it was like, I'll get you, my pretty. Like... It was intense. So Stassi tries on the Jason mask, and I have to say her eyes looked pretty in it.
I couldn't really see.
They were just like blue. And suddenly someone comes through the door, and it's Jax, because he yells to Brittany, "Brittany, are we out of beer?" It's like, once again, he's blaming Brittany for being out of beer. Yeah. It's like, Jax, you're out of beer because you are out of beer. It's not Brittany's fault.
Right.
Like, he had to, like...
And why does he have to ask her, like...
I would be
pissed.
It
was so set up.
But that was so set up. Like, he's looking in the fridge. Like,
I know, but can't he blame it on himself? Like, he literally threw Brittany. Like, he's like, Brittany, we're out of beer. It's like,
yeah.
You effer. Like, you're out of beer. Like, it's not like right. They make it seem like she is the worst girlfriend housekeeper ever. You know, like,
yeah.
She's just like so inconsiderate and so like just takes.
The production though, like, hey, we got to find a way to show how he lives down the hall. I know. I'll come over and borrowing a cup of sugar. I'll go get a beer. Yeah, do that.
Okay, I noticed something else, and I need to rewatch this episode, but did you notice that, okay, so Jax goes down to get the beer, he pops his head in, and Stassi's like, does this happen often? Oh my God, that would really bother me. So they're like talking, well, the camera swings over to the kitchen, and the kitchen is like cramped as hell. Mm-hmm. It's like just a single line with this like big ass refrigerator and then like just so much stuff on the counter. Like, I don't know if it was like appliances or like stuff, but it was so cluttery. And then they have another refrigerator like over to the side. So it's like, is that their like wine refrigerator or like... Mm. It was like, it seemed too cramped to do that though. It's like, I feel like you have like a wine
man cave.
Yeah. Like if you have room for that, then you can do it. But like in that cramped of a sitch, it was like, whoa, really? You need two refrigerators?
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone else noticed that. So then Jax takes out the beer and then he's like, oh, cool. You have a chicken. I think I'll have a piece of chicken, too. This rotisserie chicken looks great. And Tom's like, that's for the dogs, man. And
so are they buying chicken for their dogs or they're just like old leftovers that they're going to give to their dogs?
I buy chicken for my dog. but
I would
not
buy chicken and then give my cat some, but I would buy it for me.
Yeah, I buy her a specific kind because I won't eat it. Like I buy the disgusting like frozen.
Oh, I guess I do that with our dog that like we get like hot dogs, but like the cheap ones, the ones you wouldn't eat.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get it. I think that's what. But that was a like nice that rotisserie chicken though. I would eat that.
Yeah.
But I don't. Maybe it was like dried out or something. Like when he was eating it, I was like grossed out. It's like. Maybe they're saying it's for the dogs for a reason. Like right. Maybe it is a couple days old or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wrote down hallway doors. Oh my God. Because when he was walking through, I was just like, oh my gosh. Like it's just not an updated building. Like that's all. Okay. And then who brought up if Stassi has a boyfriend? Did Jax bring that up or did Tom? Were they like, so do you have a boyfriend now? Like what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know how that came up, but Jax, had to weigh in on it, like how he, like, eye rolled. He's like, well, like, I love how he's like, well, he kicked her out of his apartment, but then apparently they still dated. Like, basically saying how pathetic that he kicks her out, but Stassi just pathetically stayed with him after he kicked her out of his apartment.
I thought that was kind of a dig. I thought he made it sound a hell of a lot more dramatic than what Stassi did where she was like, oh no, like we just want our own space. Like this is like, you know, no, it's good. Like dating is so much more exciting. I get excited to see him.
Yeah. I actually believe Jax because she was doing damage control.
Yes.
Really, she was so into him. What girl's going to like live with a guy and then be like, you know what? I think like, it's a good idea we live apart, but let's still stay in this like, relationship.
I feel like our friend Julia is like very similar in like her neediness towards men as Stassi. Yeah. Do you think that Julia would take that? She would like the idea of her
that
man saying, move out and get your own place.
Nope.
It'll be fun. Like we're dating. She'd be like, no.
She'd be like, all right, fine. She's like, then I can have men over every single night.
Yeah. Like she would not handle that. And she wouldn't be able to spin it. Like it was just not good.
Yeah.
So I wrote down in my notes, like, Jax calls it. Like, he called it.
Yep.
He called it out. And then I found it was interesting that Tom called her out and was like, I thought that something was weird when you guys were on a trip, which I'm assuming is, like, maybe when they were in Paris or something like that. And he's like, I saw Patrick driving your car.
Oh,
I thought that was interesting
because he took care of her dogs.
She seemed a little thrown off by that comment. Like she was like, oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, so the timeline on that would be interesting to like really pinpoint. But I thought that was interesting. So then he says, you know, I maybe wouldn't it be funny if we put a hex on Sheena and made her take pictures on her bad side? And then Yastassi cackles. I mean, it was so freaking hilarious when, after they say that, the shots that they showed of Sheena. Like, they seriously pulled up all of her selfies, and they are all on the same side.
But, like Stassi said, that's my good side, too. Like, she does it, but you know who does it exactly? Rachel. She's always posting that exact same angle, like, 10 times a day. So, I mean, Sheena owned it, though. She's like, yeah, why wouldn't I take him on my good side? Like, duh.
Yeah.
But that Orca one, it was on her bad side, and she owned that, too.
Really? Yeah. What's the problem with her bad side?
I don't know.
She's not as confident that way.
I mean, I get it. Like, yeah, we all probably have things we prefer over.
I mean, like, I don't think I've ever even liked one side of my face. Like, I don't think I've ever been like, this is it. You know, like this.
I have two bad sides.
Yeah. I've never been like, this is my side. You know, like, it's like, it's always like, shit, like, I hope this photo comes out good.
It's kind of like the angle. Like, you know your angles.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, I know I should not take this picture from the chin up.
Right, or, right, you know, right. Like, you should tilt your head. Know, like, how to, like, hopefully or make like it come out good.
You know, on Instagram, you put your hand on your hip to make your arm look thinner or whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Yes.
Stassi has no room to complain or criticize on that, since she is the biggest selfie person. That's what I find interesting. She called Sheena the most narcissistic and self-involved person, and I'm just like, wait, what? Because that's everything you are. And I'm not saying Sheena isn't. You both are, and maybe that's why you don't get along. You're too similar, maybe. I don't know. Stassi's just always posting tons of stories and selfies of herself. So as does Sheena. So I don't really know how she can. I don't know. Say that.
Yeah, Sheena's on a different level, though. It is annoying that Stassi. I wish it was someone else that would have said it, because it would have made it stick a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
you know, Kristen can say it. Katie can say it. They don't post much at all of themselves.
Yeah, but it is funny how Stassi seems to like be losing her shit on Sheena, how Sheena is as a friend and a person, like, just everything. This has been happening for a couple seasons, I feel like, where these two have been going at it, but it seems like this might really be it. Like, I think they're really going to have a blowout, because I mean, those were fighting words, I think.
Yeah. The other thing I noticed this week particularly is all of these girls are like posting out links to charities or tips with all the fires going on for the last couple months. All these fires, Sheena's constantly like sending out, you know, thoughts and prayers, or Ariana sending out a link to help the horses. Katie and Kristen are posting things. Stassi hasn't said one word this whole week, but she's been posting like her OOTDs and her normal selfies. But I'm like,
yeah, I'd really like to see her like jump behind a cause. It would be
right, like, because she, that was, I was gonna call into Andy Cohen when she was on, and one of my questions prepared was, what causes or charities like do you work with or support? Because with the other girls, we pretty much know, like, we know Ariana and Kristen kind of work together on some animal stuff. We know Sheena, right. Lala and Ariana just did the SeaWorld PETA orcas ad. Lala's very vocal about, you know, marine life and all animals. So, like, everyone, heard of Stassi.
What is Sheena's again?
Well, she did the orcas, SeaWorld.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. Okay. She did the PETA thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've seen her post on things for Puerto Rico and the fires.
Okay.
I just have never seen Stassi post anything or stand behind a cause. And I'm not saying she isn't or hasn't. I can't think of any.
That's such a good point. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And my question actually was for both her and Shep, because the most I've ever seen Shep do is like write a $100 check to his friend's charity when they're having a party. And I'm like, okay, for a guy that doesn't work and just like goes through life living off his inheritance, which is perfectly fine, usually people like that are philanthropic and, you know.
He only gave $100?
Yeah, I've seen that two different times. They're like, oh yeah, here's a check, and it's $100. So I'm like, Well, if you're not going to do anything with your life, Shep, at least do something like that. And maybe he does. He probably does. But I don't know anything about it. So if he is, he's not doing a very good job at promoting it using his platform. Same as Stassi. So Stassi is good for her, but she should be using her platform to promote and, you know, get people on board with it. Because, you know, like Joyce did with Puerto Rico, we used that link for the Patreon that we told you guys about. She's all over there, you know, promoting that. She got Lisa Vanderpump to promote it.
I also think that it adds like a degree of, like, for instance, like if that person maybe does something that like you question in the episode, let's take Sheena, for instance, where like, you know, she was just such a bitch this episode. She was so self-involved and, you know, just her sitting in her apartment and this Rob thing, it was just too much. But then when you look at her as a whole and you're like, okay, but she's doing this, 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 and this, it kind of, it doesn't balance it out, but it lets you know that like she has like, I don't want to say thoughts in her head, but like, it kind of is like, okay, like she's playing a character on TV or I don't know. And like, I just feel like out of everyone that possibly Stassi is playing herself and like this really is like, I don't, maybe she hasn't found her charity of choice yet, which there's nothing wrong with that. And I hope that she does, but it's interesting that like she is willing to be that honest to not support anything. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, you would think that like you would just jump on like, oh, I support Make-A-Wish or like, so you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's interesting that we haven't seen anything. That's a really good point.
Yeah. But you know, Andy, he was just a pussyfooted around that whole interview with her. Like people complained on social media and he got a little snappy about it. They're like, you didn't
ask.
Yeah. But it was true.
And he's like, did you read the apology?
Like, did you listen to the podcast, Andy? I don't think you did.
He didn't. Anyone that responds like that, they haven't listened because... Right. And I just want like shout out to our listeners of this podcast because I was so overwhelmed by the response that we got to our last podcast talking about Stassi's podcast. And so many of you emailed in and said, you know, I really want to be informed and know what she said. Can you send us the link? And so many of you listened to it and wrote in your thoughts. And I really appreciate that because I love this community that we have of Vanderpump Rules fans. And I appreciate that you guys are willing to hear the full story of what we're saying that and know that we're not just being total dicks towards certain cast members or whatever. And we have never gone out of our way to be mean to anyone. And that's not our purpose here at all. So that's not what we're doing. But for this particular thing, it was just... I liked that so many of you got involved and wanted to hear it. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And I think the links we tweeted out back when it happened, they don't work anymore. So Holly found another link. So if you guys, anyone still hasn't heard it, but still wants to tweet us or DM us, email us, whatever.
Yeah. I found one that works. So there's still, I think, one out there.
We should download it and record it so that we have it.
Yeah, we should.
I mean, I listened to it twice. That's two times too many. But
yeah, and I don't want you guys to think like we're trying to like push this negativity around. But for a lot of people that are like, you know, big fans of the show or you want to know what's going on, I feel like it is important to hear.
Because I don't know why she keeps saying this. She keeps saying it was only 40 seconds of a 2-hour podcast. That's not true at all. And I still don't know what 40 seconds she's talking about. It was an hour and 20 minutes. And then the last 20 minutes were on something else.
Well, and like, just to wrap that up really quick, like exactly. Andy's reply to that tweet was very defensive and like, did you not read her apology? Da, 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 da. And it's like, I don't think you would have responded like that had you heard it. And that's the only thing we're saying is like, just listen to it. And then like, I really think everyone will quiet down because Stassi just really needs to look inwardly and fix some things.
He's afraid. Like, he'll go in on some people. He's afraid of certain people. He does not question Bethany, Lisa Vanderpump.
I don't think I think he's afraid of the topic. You know, like that's, no one wants to get involved with this because you will be taken down. It's bigger than one person's opinion. And I think that that's what people don't understand is it's like, every single person relates to this topic in such a personal way that you can't, to have like a pompous attitude about it is literally like being victimized again. It's, that's what it is. And I think that until you understand that, you are going to continue saying stupid things. Okay. So
let's talk about the fun stuff.
Okay. Can we,
I have a question for you.
Okay.
And we need to pause it.
Okay. And we're back.
Okay. So you gotta have faith. Let's talk about faith. Okay. So everyone looked amazing in their costumes and that looked like a fun party. But like we said before, all of a sudden it comes right out of the gate. Everyone's talking in different corners about the same thing. Sandoval confronts Jax. Okay, here's my take on Jax. We've seen this before. For those of you that don't remember, go back. It's not just when he lied to Stassi. It's when he lied to his girlfriend. Oh, we never figure out her name. What's her name? The one he got a tattoo of on her arm after the Stassi tattoo. He got a tattoo of...
I literally am looking at her face in my mind. And
I know. I picture her face. She's blonde. She was going to law school.
I keep on wanting to call her Lauren. That's not her name, though. And it's not like Lauren, Zoe. Like, what the hell is her name? It's something preppy.
Yeah. So he did it to her, and then also the girl...
Alexis, no.
Also the girl that hooked him and the boys up with that San Diego Hard Rock suite. The girl that lived in Vegas, the club promoter girl, he did it to her. Like, anytime he's accused of cheating or lying, his tell is... Okay, most people would get, super angry. And you'll see this on, Law & Order ID shows. They can tell, when someone's lying because... If you're innocent, you're usually shocked and you're like, what? And pissed. And he's calm, cool, collected. You can see the wheels churning in his mind. Like, think, what do I say? What do I say? You can see him starting to sweat. But he's like, huh? What do you mean? Oh, no, I didn't do that. What? No, I'm innocent. Like, he's so, he has the same reaction every time when he's lying. So that's one reason I am hashtag team faith. I believe it. I also think she could have easily, I'm not saying I don't think she's thirsty, but she could have easily just gone with the I slept with Jack story. But adding in the other details, which are not flattering to her at all, and also probably caused her to never be able to work in that industry again, to throw in those random comments or setting the stage of, the old lady was right there. They did it in front of her and just those random details were too specific for. So either she's really smart and thought, I need to come up with specific weird details to make it believable, or come on. She could have just said she slept with Jax. That would have been enough. She could have said he came over. And the other reason I believe it is we've seen Jax when Brittany's out of town. He is so bored. That's when you'll see him tweeting up a storm about hockey or telling he'll start a blocking and muting rampage. He gets bored. So he's one of those people that has to be around someone all the time. So I'm thinking they either got in a fight and he's like, or she was out of town and he was bored and hit Faith.
Okay.
Up.
Okay. First, I want to say I can't believe it, but I don't know if I believe I don't want to say I don't believe Faith because I don't know. I don't believe it. Hmm. And
it's pretty 50-50 out there from what we can see from the Facebook groups and social media.
But I am definitely not one of the ones who I'm not close your legs, Faith. I don't think that it's like a
because if it is true, everyone's blaming her. It's like he's the cheater.
Yeah, no, but where was I going with that? Okay, here's the thing. So let's say that it happened the way that they said. Let's say that he slid into her Twitter DM and he's like, hey, I really miss you. I mean, I always think about you. Let's get together. Okay, so she's like, yeah, come over to this granny's house because I won't hook up in front of her so we can just hang out or whatever. Mm-hmm. She says it happened really fast, right? That's her wording that she uses. So that would mean that she was legit like attracted to him and was like down for this with her legs in the air and her toes being sucked. I don't know. I mean,
that anyone could have said. So she is trying to be specific with that. Look, we all know that. So.
That was one of my trigger points where I'm like, hold on. The grandma elderly lady was weird. And the way she opened her mouth when she was like describing how the lady was laying there while they were doing it was also very disturbing and disrespectful.
No, definitely.
And I don't know. It just came off like.
Like that poor family, if they watch this show. They're going to be like, oh, my God. She's
you know how I've always I've always said from the beginning, why don't these group of friends get together, sit down and work up a story and kill it on the season? Like, you know, for people who have a bad storyline, like Katie should sit down with Stassi and say, listen, I want something cool to happen this season. So this is what we're going to do. Listen up. And then they do it. This just seems like someone sat down with Faith and said, listen, this is going to be fucking brilliant. Mm-hmm. It seems that good. And if it's that good, like, I mean, it's amazing. Like
really good chess move for her.
Yes.
But she left the restaurant and quit and is gone. So then it backfired. If it was a move, it backfired because she's not in the cast, but I guess we'll see how much she's on this season. So maybe it did work.
I mean, I need more info, I guess, is what we need. Like, I need more info, but I mean, I definitely
was like texting her or telling her that he just did Jackson Brittany. It's going to be a fake marriage just because he wanted to get a spinoff, and so he had to do that in order to get the spinoff.
I mean, he told her that.
That's I think it's coming up in an upcoming episode. And I think that's what Ariana's screaming about. Like, it's not on my phone. Like, she either saw it on someone else's phone, like maybe Faith's phone, or maybe that's what Lala's talking about.
Oh, my God.
So if it's in a thread and they have text, then we have to 100% believe.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that Jax can be a shady MF-er. I have questions about the way this was brought up. Like you said, the way, and then let's talk about like how at the beginning of this party, how she walks up to Brittany and Jax.
Yeah, yeah.
How awkward was that? And you could tell at that point, Brittany knew.
Well, and she said.
She was so like.
Standoffish. Like, she was a little distant. She's like, oh, you too, boo, or something.
Yes.
Like, they didn't hug or anything. It was like, but the Faith was like, hey, y'all, this is great. Hey, if y'all go to an after hours, let me know. I want to go with you. Like, was that necessary, Faith, when you're talking about what happened?
And then when Kristen or whoever says, like, go talk to Brittany, she's like, no. You know, like, so it's like that was totally fake when she was saying hi to Brittany. Like her like guilt that was doing that. It was awkward, dude. So awkward. But I felt like it was weird how Jesse was like, and I still think it's strange that Jesse is still in the mix. That guy has been trying to get a break since Brittany and Jax met.
So he's the one at that the gets Hyatt. To tell Brittany because it guarantees him airtime.
Yes. And I mean, he did do it. I will say, Jesse, you did it in a good way. I mean, he ripped that Band-Aid right off.
Right.
You know, he was just like, you know, she's like, do you think that's true? And he's like, do you? It's like, oh, like okay. She couldn't answer any other way. Right then it was like, it had to be a knife into the heart. Like, yes, I do think it's true.
Okay. Here's my question to you. Since you don't think it's true, why does Zach hate Jax? They were good friends. And then all of a sudden the summer over. So Zach is Brittany's best friend from Kentucky. He's on the show. You'll see him a lot in the backdrop. He was good friends with Jax. He would house sit for them all the time, watch the dogs. And they'd be like, hey, thanks, man. Yeah, you got it, buddy. And then all of a sudden the summer he tweeted out something.
I mean, I thought that visceral. I originally, in my theory of what happened there, I thought that that was about Jax and Brittany take Kentucky. I thought that he got so mad then at the disrespect. But now with this.
Because he just sent out another tweet last week or earlier. Was it the day of premiere day? It was like, premiere day, go to Zach Wickham. It's W-I-C-K-H-A-M. He tweeted Wickham. Yeah, it was either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and he's like, remember, a serial killer can emulate human emotions or master human emotions, but it's not real or whatever. It was very directed at Jax. It shows that he still hates him.
Yeah.
As we know, Kara still hates him. So, yeah, they could still hate him over Kentucky, but why did he send that tweet out?
I agree. I agree.
The same time as the premiere.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, I think, could you imagine trying to be on board with your best friend dating Jax?
I want to talk to her parents right now and see where they're at.
It's just like, it God. Would not be an easy thing to support them all the time. And especially, you know how it is when your friend, after shit talking someone for so long, yeah. they go back and you have to swallow all those things that they cried to you about.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, okay, no, he's not
just
a piece.
A breakup when you're like, and then you're like, oh, you're
you
going
vent,
back.
You say
great.
Too much stuff, and you know, it's like the Shannon Bedore thing. You know, it's like, oh, like,
yeah, exactly,
yeah.
I don't know. So if it is true, I think Brittany's absolutely crazy and stupid, because I don't. I think she's in love with being in a relationship, but she said right at the beginning of the episode, she's like, Jax has multiple personalities. He's like schizophrenic. You never know what you're going to get. She's like, I don't even really know who he is.
Like, do you think
after 2 years,
do you think that we're going to be so lucky to get a shot of Faith purchasing a pregnancy test and taking the test?
Probably with James.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, James made that scene.
Oh,
like,
it was the best moment of the whole show.
Where
his reaction. Like, I had to rewatch it.
It was so good. Like, what? I know a lot of people don't like James, but I mean, dude, the guy really helps a scene out.
Yeah. Like, he saved the reunion. He saved the, yeah, that was a great moment.
It was really, really good. So that's what we have to look forward to, you guys. You know, like, is Faith pregnant? Is there a Jax Jr. on the way?
I so wish it was true. I know. 100% know she is not pregnant. I mean, I don't know. She didn't tell me she's not, but I'm sure she's not. I'm sure we would have heard it by now.
Right, right.
Because she'd be showing by now. But how amazing would that be? And then we all have to wait till next season for the DNA test. Oh my God. That would be such an amazing cliffhanger.
Oh my gosh.
And guarantee them another season. And then it's going to be like single Jax with the baby.
and Brittany would stay.
Or Brittany would go on and start dating like celebrities or someone.
Something.
You know, to date someone maybe just a little better than Jax, which basically means every man in LA.
Yeah. Seriously.
So she's really got the world at her fingertips. I wish she would take advantage of that.
Okay. So anything else we want to touch on?
Well, I mean, we did like that Lisa kind of said that to Sheena, saying, you can't say that, you know, you were married.
Okay. Okay. Can we talk about Lisa at that party?
Uh-huh.
Was that weird to you at all? Was it weird, A, that she was there, and B, how she was like sitting down and like
just watching everything, like,
and like kind of like, and like confused of the drama that was going on, but still there. It was,
yeah,
I thought that was a little strange.
And Schwartz is like, I don't know what to do, it's really awkward. And she's like,
I felt like they said, like, listen, Lisa, I know you normally, like, you maybe make an appearance at these parties or something, but I would just stay for this one. It may be worth it and very iconic.
She usually does. She comes, she buys everyone like around, and then she leaves in 10 minutes.
Like, I felt like she was tired. I felt like it took a while for the drama to get started. And she's like, like, what's going on?
Let's get this going.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know. That felt really weird to me. Was Pandy at the party?
I think so. Because I think I saw pictures on Instagram of her in the mask.
Okay.
But they didn't really air her.
Yeah.
Speaking of Schwartz, how about when you basically said, well, I'll give you an opinion, but it's worthless because, you know, if you did do it, I'd cover for him. But I'm not saying you did do it. I don't know. But
that guy has the worst word vomit problem.
So bad. It's like, so basically what you're saying is everything out of your mouth is a lie or can't be believed or trusted because you just said if it was true, you'd lie anyways.
You know, there was a couple of things that I was talking to Chad about this episode, and there he was like, you know, do you think this storyline is real and blah, blah, blah. And I was maintaining what I am saying now, where I'm not sure, but there was one part that I felt like when Jesse was telling her about what was going on, there was a shot where like the camera was looking at, like, it was like on her, like the zipper in the back of her dress, and she turned her head. She is still wearing her mask, but her mouth was like doing this thing where, like, I don't think an actor, even the best actor, could fake what her mouth, it was like horror, like sorrow and horror in one. Like her mouth was going down, and like to where like you're gonna cry and you're mad at the same time. Like it looked very real, and to the point to where I wonder, do you think it's possible? Do you think everyone would be so shady to do this storyline without telling her? You know, telling, like, maybe letting a couple of key people in on what's going on and to ask about it, but not telling Brittany. So literally that just came crashing down on her at this party, right, to get a real reaction.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like if it was orchestrated or whatever, that Brittany in that moment, you've got to look at it. You got to see her mouth.
She wasn't part of the plan.
Yeah. I think that they, like, and imagine... So not only are you pissed at Jax and you're pissed at that everyone knows,
yeah,
but then you're really mad saying, you fuckers are recording right now and getting my reaction without telling me. Like, how hard would that be to not be like, fuck you guys. Like, yeah, how dare you do this to me? What did I ever do to you?
Yeah, true.
So I wonder if that happened, because her tweet too, like, I felt like reading between the lines at what she was saying, where she's like, I don't want to relive the worst day of my life, throw up face.
Yeah.
You know, like to find out on camera.
Oh, I'm sure it was real.
Yeah. I don't know. That felt really horrible for her.
I'm sure it was horrible.
And again, like, who do you, I know people are like, who do you think you're getting involved with? You saw how he was, like, you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah.
But still, like, to have all of your friends there, everyone who you think you trust, and then, Schwartz is like, well, I wouldn't tell you, but I would cover, but I don't know. So I,
then he goes on to say, I mean, I know he used to, and like, but I don't think he does. I don't think he has those low-key Tinder accounts anymore.
So horrible.
So basically you're saying, oh, so
he has.
Yeah, he's had multiple. Oh, okay.
But he doesn't do that anymore.
Right. But how would you know? Because they're low-key Schwartz. He probably just changed them.
Right.
What a douche.
Yeah, so I don't know. The whole thing is, and everyone's involved. Kristen tries to get involved. And, And she tells Jax, you're not coming home tonight. That really bothered me when she said that. Where it's like, you're not like Brittany's mom and you're not his mom.
Right.
Like, I'm really surprised he stayed quiet during that. Like, I think he was like, what? Like, he was like starting to get pissed. But it's like, Kristen, like, don't tell him he can't go home.
Maybe she wants him to come home to, like, so she can beat the shit out of him. Or maybe she wants to scream at him. I'm sure she has questions. So
yeah,
don't make that decision for her.
Yeah. You're or like home. Invite Brittany over if she wants a place
right.
to stay. Don't say
like,
Jax
don't
can't
go home,
Come
over to my house.
Yeah, it was like, it was just such a weird response. Like, you can't go home. Yeah. You're not coming home tonight. Like, what? Was Carter there? I didn't.
Who's Carter?
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Yeah.
He was there? Yeah. I missed him. Darn. I missed his on-screen premiere. Darn it.
He's not in the promos. No.
I didn't
see.
Or the see.
Opening. No, he's not in the opener.
Again, I didn't really watch it that closely.
But he's in the group shot with like 80 other people.
Yeah.
All of which we know who they are. So if anybody doesn't know who they are, we can tell you. We got
I mean,
all.
The other like really sad thing in this episode was there was no Max.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they better not do this to Max again.
They didn't. The Billy Lee person did not have any lines either. And yet she was in all the filming that we saw. So we thought she was going to have a bigger role. But I guess it was just the premiere. So,
yeah, we got to roll it out.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
So
to see if
I cannot wait for. And the good thing about being late with this podcast is we have another one on Monday.
I know, I was just thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, we only have to wait a couple days,
so that's cool, and we will record that night and get it out for you guys.
Yeah. Password.
Okay, yes, the password is Peeping Tom, which is the name of one of Ariana's lipsticks, which is one of my favorite colors. So again, email us at vanderpumprulesparty@gmail.com. The password is Peeping Tom.
Or DM us on Instagram or Twitter.
Yes. And are we going to do that just by timestamp? like just like boom, yeah, boom,
hopefully
boom.
They'll come in, you know, today or and so on Monday we can reveal the winners and we'll contact you for your addresses. And then we'll have, I think we have for next week and the week after, this will be good for Christmas. We'll have little Christmas treats for our pumpers.
Yes, that's such a good idea.
Cool.
Okay, so you guys, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for listening a couple of days late this week. But hopefully it gives you a little more Vanderpump Rules-ness to listen to. And
yeah, so that was my fault because I was out of town. As I said, I was in the UK. Oh, a little bit of fun trivia. Yesterday, I texted Holly from the plane. I'm like, oh my God, a rabbi is getting arrested on my plane right now. There was like 12 cops that like stormed the plane. It was so exciting. So that's where I was. So that's my fault that we're a couple days late, but we'll be on time Monday.
Yeah. So again, thank you guys so much for listening. We do have other ways you can contact us. Remember, we have a voicemail account that you guys can leave your thoughts. A lot of you did that last season. It was so much fun. So if you have something that you just have to get off your chest, we never answer that line. It doesn't even ring on our phones.
Or if you want us to play it on the air,
yes, we will let us know. It's 805-VANDER-8. It's better than being on Watch What Happens Live. You can just leave that message and let us know what you think.
We won't put you on hold for 28 minutes.
No, and you won't have to get nervous. Nervous, you know, because yeah. Again, our email address, VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. And if you haven't, you guys, we would so appreciate it if you could give us a 5-star rating in iTunes and a review. It helps us so, so much. And we will see you guys on Monday. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.